Listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Bianca City Auditorium, ready for the boys' third place game in the A division. Fall City Sagamore taking on the Tri-County Trojans. The Irish coming off a tough loss here the other night to Palmyra, while the Trojans, they lost to Freeman in the semifinals. Those two teams will meet in the A division finals tonight in the late game tonight here at Beatrix. Randy Gattulli, you saw these teams play not too long ago.
Yeah, we watched them back in December. I think it was the 21st, just before the Christmas break. Sacred Heart got the win that night out at Tri-County. That happened to be Doug Goltz's 700th win of his career. And John, I just want to comment on the treatment that the Irish received out at Tri-County. Such a positive experience. Here the Trojans had just, they've got a good basketball team. They had just lost to the Irish. And when the game was over, the public address announcer made note and announced the fact that Coach Doug Goltz had just won his 700th game. They offered their congratulations, and you know what? All the Tri-County fans joined in the standing ovation for Coach Goltz. And that's some pretty neat sportsmanship to see when you're out on the road and you reach a milestone. So a tip of the hat to the folks at Tri-County for that evening that we had. In the ball game, the Irish did prevail. I don't have the exact score in front of me, John. Do you have that down?
I don't. I do. It was 53-36.
Okay, 53-36, the final of that one. So it'll be a rematch of that game that was played in December. Sacred Heart Irish, the Tri-County Trojans. Now, if you're just tuning in and you missed the game completed a minute ago, you just missed it, Andy, because HTRS held on for a 52-49 win over Dillard Odell. They won it by three. The Titans were up by as much as 10 points at one point in the ballgame, but Dillard Odell came battling back there and kind of turned into a foot race, a track meet up and down the floor in the last half of that fourth quarter. You had to kind of wonder what's the hurry here for the Titans, but it worked out for them, and they were able to hang in there and get the win.
Well, coming up here, as we said, it's Sagamore Heart and Tri-County. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll be back and look at the starting lineups on KTNC.
Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock. And Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house, or car, or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, I-3783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
Global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
A rewarding career with a leader in global manufacturing is waiting for you at FAST. We are proud to be 100% employee-owned, where you can accumulate shares of stock in the business. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a $2,500 to $5,000 bonus, plus a $5,000 relocation bonus where applicable. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium as we're getting set for the third-place consolation game here in the Boys A Division, the Sacred Heart Irish and the Tri-County Trojans. Let's look now at the starting lineups for this ball game for the Tri-County Trojans. As we said, they are 10-4 on the season. They're coached by head coach Jeremy Sims. He'll go with Caden Bales. Bales is 5'11 and a sophomore. Carter Sims, a junior at 6 foot. Gavin Weichel, a 5'11 senior. Andrew Sass, a junior at 6'3", and Chris Jansen. Jansen is their big man. He's a 6'5" junior for the Trojans. For the Sacred Heart Irish, coached by head coach Doug Golds, they are 10-3 on the season. They'll go with Jacob Jordan. Jordan, a 5'11" senior. Jake Freshel, a senior, 5'11". Evan Keithley, 6'1", and a junior. And Joe Simon. Simon, a 6'3", sophomore. Rogan Nautical rounds out their starting five. He's a senior at 6'3". We mentioned the Irish 10-3, the Tri-County Trojans at 10-4 before this matchup.
The two teams come over to get final instructions from their coaches. Again, the Irish won the previous matchup, 53-36. Sayre will be the home team on the scoreboard here this afternoon in this one. And later on, Johnson Brock and Pawnee City. Randy, that should be an interesting ballgame. Pawnee City has got to be feeling really good about themselves.
Oh, sure. That was a great win for them. They got the win 42-35 over HTRS.
They knocked off number... Who did they knock off in the first game? Was it Meridian? Meridian, number two seed. Okay. Can't remember who it was. We're going to do the introductions here. We'll take another 30-second timeout and be back on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside the Biafra City Auditorium, currently having the introduction of lineups over the public address system. Kind of difficult to compete with the speakers that are on the end of the stage here, John's right and left. Just moments away from the opening tip-off, we're glad you joined us. We want to remind you that this broadcast can be heard live online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select KTNC. A big welcome to all of our listeners in the Tri-County School District over the Tri-County area. We know that a number of you are aware of our website. If you're tuned in and you found us, why not give a friend a call? Share that website with them, mscsports.net. Let them know they can hear Tri-County Trojan basketball. We'd love to have the Trojan fans join us, along with all of our usual Sacred Heart listeners here on KTNC. My name is Randy Gatula. I'm seated alongside John Nixon. Back of the studios, Aaron Wisdom is our producer engineer for this presentation. Basketball. It's the 93rd annual Mudecus basketball tournament live from here in Beatrice. And we're ready to move to live action. Here to call your first quarter of play-by-play is John Nixon.
Hey, Granny, step in. It'll be Brogan Knoxville for the Irish. He'll step in there against Chris Jansen for the Trojans. The Irish, the home team, they'll go right to left towards the north bucket here in the first half, and it's Tri-County ball to start the ball game. Coming up the floor of the basketball, Caden Bale. He'll go off the left side for Jansen. The high post guarded by Knoxville. Underneath, Simon tips it away. It's out of bounds. Touch last by Joe Simon. And Tri-County will inbound the ball.
We got one change already here, John. Colton Jansen in the starting lineup, wearing number four here.
Okay, bringing in Colton Jansen, a 6'3 senior. He'll give the ball up to Bales down the lane, throws up the left hand. We got our first whistle and foul of the ball game against the Irish.
That didn't take long. Evan Keithley called for the personal on Evan, his first, and of course, team foul number one on the Irish.
Inbounding from the baseline will be the Trojans. They'll bring in down there to Jansen. He'll come back out to the top of the basketball. Sims with it. Junior. Holding the ball, dribbles off, now back over to the left side of the pass to Sass. Sass will fake the three, move in a step across to Jansen. Jansen down to the right corner, the shot of the way is up, it's no good by Weichel, the rebound to Joe Simon. Dyers their first possession. Brogan knocked to go left side, Keithley, a lot of contact, three ball, no good around the rim, and the rebound is picked off by Colton Jansen. And here come the Trojans, taken away by Simon. Simon with the steal. Out to Jordan, no score. A minute gone by. Down the lane with a floater, won't go. Rebound is grabbed by Weichel. Weichel gives it away to Carterson. He comes up the right side. Carter from the right moves to the center, passes the ball off for Andrew Sass. Down in the corner again, Jansen with the basketball. They do a little weave out top, moving around the right side. Sims into the paint, elevates with the left hand off the front, no good. Rebound put back up by Jansen, won't go. Rebound grabbed this time by Sims. Out to the top, they'll reset the offense. Doing a good job on the offensive glass so far, and Jake Breschel anticipated the pass. He was right, but he got there late and ran into the Sims, and he'll pick up his foul, first foul. That's Breschel's first personal, team foul number two on the Irish. 6:17 to play first quarter, no score. Triggering in front of the Irish bench, Gavin Weichel. He'll go back court to Sims. Sims will work it to the front line, and now over to the right side to Sass. They run that weave out top, and now get to the corner. Here comes Sims down the lane to the right hand. Missed it, no good. Tip-up attempt, no good. Five, Chris Jansen. He got it back, and he gets fouled by Sacred Heart. Jacob Jordan called for the personal on Jacob. It'll be his first. Team foul number three already on the Irish. John, we haven't even played 2 minutes. Irish not doing a very good job of keeping the Trojans off the offensive glass here. And the free throw, no good. Played almost 2 minutes, no score yet between these two teams. Ready with the free throw. What'd you do?
Didn't touch the thing.
Second one up, and good. 1-0, the Trojans have the lead. And here comes Jacob Jordan to the front for the Irish against the zone. Left side, knocks the goal. Right side again, now moving over that way. Freshel with the ball. They try to trap in, they do, and the pass taken away. Knocked the goal, rather Simon reaches in, held ball, will go to Sacred Heart.
Have you ever noticed when Jacob Jordan uses the left hand like this, he looks like a Kansas City quarterback we know? It's that same gesture. He does this thing right here.
whatever that guy does is popular.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Bring the ball into Knockville, back to Jordan, right side wing. He'll dribble out to the top and reset the offense against the 2-3 zone, it looks like. Back to Freshel, swing around to Keithley. Keithley has it tipped away, stolen, and coming down out of bounds was Colton Jansen. So the Irish will inbound now in front of the bench of Tri-County. In to Jordan, left side line. Doubled, got away with the dribble. They overplay him to the right, force him back, pass it to Freshel. Freshel in the paint, out to Keithley for three from the right side, too strong. Up high is Freshel, he can't connect. And the rebound on the opposite side is grabbed up by Andrew Sass. Here we come the other way, and driving into the paint with a basketball now, throwing it over and away will be Tri-County.
Now, Weichel was looking across there trying to find Colton Jansen. Jansen zigged when he should have zagged, and the ball goes out of bounds on the far side.
No score for the Irish after 3 minutes gone by here. They trail 1-0 to Tri-County. The Irish give it to three players, free throw line high across side to side. Three ball corner for Noctigal, no good. Simon had the rebound, knocked away from him, and we got a whistle and a foul.
Foul was going to be called on Tri-County. That was on Chris Jansen. On Chris, his first personal, team foul number one on the Tri-County Trojans. Into the ballgame now, Caden Bales checking in. Bales in replacing Gavin Weichel.
Bales, a 5'11 sophomore, lob it in. Brogan Noctigal made the catch. Over to Jordan, dribbles in to two defenders. Back out top to Keithley. Keithley to Freshel. Left side, into the paint he goes. Nice pass underneath to Simon, but he couldn't hang on to it. And it goes back over to the Trojans with 4:33 to go in the first. Up the floor, Sims with it, gives the ball to Jansen. Jansen in the paint goes up, and he got fouled, and will go to the line to shoot two this time.
Call is going to be called on Evan Keithley, and on Keithley, that's his second personal, team foul number four. John, when's the last time you've seen the Irish open and not score for the first 3.5 minutes?
It's been a little while. Colton Jansen shooting a pair here. Free throw up, and good. The good news is, I kind of have a field goal either.
Keithley,
two free throws.
Yeah, Keithley leaves the ball game, and to replace him comes Sam Dunn now for the Irish.
Ready again. second free throw on the way up and around the rim. No, not to go with the rebound for Sacred Heart. The Irish could tie it with a bucket here. Not to go. Driving to the paint, gives it to Jordan. Jacob looks, now to Freshel, back to Jordan. Driving to the free throw line, gets in and they grab the ball. Done for three on the rim, won't go. Jordan got the rebound, and we got a foul call.
Well, Jordan came down with the basketball. The foul is going to be called on Caden Bales. On Bales, his first, and that's the second team foul on the Trojans.
Jacob Jordan inbound for Sacred Heart to Dunn. Out top, back to Jordan. Back to Jake Freshel, out top. Jordan at the right and make it the left side beyond the arc. He'll go back to Freshel against the zone. Out to Dunn, back to Freshel. In the paint, whips the ball to the left side. Jordan pulls up. Shot rejected. And a foul. And the shot was blocked by Jansen.
Now, Chris Jansen, high in the air, went up there and used that 6 foot, 5 inch frame with a long reach to block the jump shot.
So here comes the Tri-County Trojans, the front. They give the ball off to Bales on the weave. Now back and in Jansen. Back out to Sims, thought about a long ball, didn't take it. This team a couple years ago, Randy, they were full of three-point shots. Here's a three-point shot. Andrew Sachs, his first shot in the ballgame, and it is 5-0, the lead. And we've got a ball knocked loose out of bounds. Underneath the Irish go in the paint again.
There was the 3:27 mark of the first quarter before we had our first field goal in this ballgame.
Jordan to trigger from the baseline, looks, comes out, oh, dangerous pass, tipped away, stolen by Bales, all the way in, and he can't get the layup. Good job by Dunn to stay with it, but the rebound to Carter Sims. 3:03, make that 3:08 to go here in the first quarter. With the basketball, dribbling around, and a pass underneath, Simon deflects it out of bounds. Ducking on the far side. Oh, we just lost a referee. He's chasing the ball down the hallway. Got it back. All right, we're ready to go again. So it will be Tri-County from the baseline. They look. They come out long to Caden Bales. They'll give it to Carter Sims. Sims to Bales. High post with it for Jansen. Right side, three ball. No good. Simon, the rebound off the miss by Sass. And a foul will be called here on Bales.
Now, Simon did a good job walking out there. Caden Bales came from behind and got the personal timeout on the floor. 2:51 to play. First quarter, 5-0. Tri-County on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
2 minutes, 51 seconds to play in the first quarter here in the Mudecas tournament. 5-0 our score. Tri-County with the lead. The Irish have now played more than 5 minutes of this ball game and are scoreless.
Sarah Ball, Simon will inbound the ball, bringing it in to Jacob Jordan. Off the left side to Dunn. Dunn moving. Gives the ball to Freshel. Freshel looks back left side. Now knocked goal to Dunn again against this very tough zone of the Trojans. Out on the left side, knockable jumper from 15, no. Rebound, Simon kept it alive, and who's got it? It's out of bounds. No, it's saved in. Tri-County ball. Excellent hustle all the way around. The Trojans, it pays off for them. 2:15 to go in the first, 5-0. It's a lead to Tri-County. Give the ball up, driving it to the baseline, and a push into the middle. Points in the game. 7-0 to the 2 minute mark. At the other end, a foul. It's going to be Andrew Sass with his first. Fourth team foul. Even there.
Thank you, John.
Freshel into Jordan. He flashed them fingers in a hurry, didn't he?
He did.
over to Jacob Jordan. Now down to Simon on the right side block. Looking. Spins all the way around. Had a knock loose. Got it back. Now Jordan. Now knocked to goal left side on the baseline. Sam Dunn moves in. Throws into Freshel. Tried to spin it up on the right side, but a foul called. We'll put Jake at the line, I believe.
Foul's going to be on Carter Sims. On Sims, his first personal, team foul number 5. Jake Freshel will be shooting 2 shots and a chance to get the Irish in the scorebook here with a minute 33 to play in the quarter.
Free throw up and no. See, you're looking at the wrong clock again.
Okay.
I think we're looking at the wall with the light bulbs out.
Yeah, the burned out bulbs over here.
Second one on the way. Freshall puts it in, and the Irish are on the board. 7-1 at the 139 mark of our first quarter. Here come the Tri-County Trojans. Coming up the floor. Sims with it. High post with the basketball to Colton Jansen. Sims gets it back. Protest down here on the left of me, Randy.
Offensive foul on Carter Sims, his second personal, team foul number 6 on the Tri-County Trojans. Coach Jeremy Sims expressing his disagreement with the official, but they won't smiling as they have the discussion.
Brought the whole team to their feet. Out top. Dunn to Jordan to Freshel. Free throw line jumper. No. Rebound knocked to go. Put back. No. Rebound brought down. A foul on the rebound.
Logan Nautical picks up his first personal, team foul number 5 on the Irish. A minute 12 to play first quarter. 7-1 your score. The Irish have yet to score a field goal. I can't remember. We've covered the Irish a long time. The Irish boys going this long without a field goal.
Man, up the floor, the Trojans spinning down the lane. And a nice juice from the It's 9-1. Nocturnal double team and a foul, a reaching foul on Colton Jansen, his first.
Yeah, that's Colton's first personal, team foul number 7, so we're into the 1-1. Irish will be at the line. Brogan Nautical will be shooting the 1-1 for Sacred Heart.
Was a lot of fouls for not even out of the first quarter yet.
Yep.
Nocturnal gets set. Free throw for the senior coming up here is good. They'll get another one. Sacred Heart down 9-2 now with 54 seconds to go in quarter number 1. Second on the way for the Irish senior is up and good. He got them both. 9-3. Here comes the Trojans of the front court. Sims with it. Dishes off. Backcourt now with it is Braden Strauss in there. Now again, on the right side, Sass with it, hands it off to Jansen in the paint. Elevates it on 8-footer, it's up and good. He's got 3. It's the 11-3. Dunn to the front to Jordan Jacob in the paint with a floater. No. Rebound Simon out to Nautical for 3. It's up and no. Simon tipped the rebound, but brought down again by the Trojans. 15 seconds to go in the period. The Irish looking like they're going to go without a field goal here. Up the floor with the ball, Braden Strout hands it off to Sass. 5 on the clock. Sims to the free throw line, shoots it off the bank. No. And after 1, Tri-County 11, Sacred Heart 3. Back in 1 minute on TPS.
New at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your 4-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost 4-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru? How about you?
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems.
With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Fall City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Fall City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
John, Doug Golds had the whiteboard out here during the timeout. I couldn't see all the drawing, but I think it featured a rim and then an arrow that said ball goes here.
Yeah.
Irish came away with no field goals in the first quarter, 11-3, and the basketball belongs to the Trojans. They come into forecourt in the paint, in the lane, trying to look toward the basket is Jansen. Now from the corner, a long three is up and off, no good. Brogan Nautical comes down with a rebound. Nautical gets the ball out to Jacob Jordan, and Jordan will push the ball down the court to set the offense. On the right side to Sam Dunn. He falls to the floor, gives it back up to Jordan. Jordan works to the left elbow. He picked up his dribble. Now Dunn holds it at the top of the key. Left wing, Jordan backed out. Defense out there by Weichel. Across court, Dunn in the paint. Freshel feeds it underneath to Simon. The shot is up and good. Joe Simon with the first field goal for the Irish. 7:14 to play here in the second quarter. This is Sims with the basketball. Sims has it. Pass comes to Weichel. Weichel gets the ball back. Weichel bounce pass to the right side. Shot is up. Jansen up and good. Chris Jansen puts it down. He's got 7 points. And it's 13-5. Dunn out to the left side. Nautical for three from the left ring. Bounces around. No. Rebound. Pull down. Colton Jansen. Jansen with the rebound. He'll bring the ball up court himself. To the left side, into Sims. Carter Sims to the right. They run a little weave at the top of the key. Now Weichel feeds it into Jansen. He lost the ball. Jordan comes up with it on the steal. Jordan, one-on-two fast break, pulls up with a three from the left side that doesn't go. The rebound comes down to Dunn. On the dribble, backing out with it, is Sam Dunn to the near wing. Left side of the lane, into the corner, goes Jordan with the ball. He'll pull up for an open three, and it won't drop. The ball is tipped around. Simon gets the board. Simon, outlet pass to the corner. Puts it down to Nautical, right side, up top to Sam Dunn. Back it comes to Nautical. Rogan Nautical, again to Sam Dunn, around to the left side, trying to move to the basket of Jacob Jordan. The defense by Andrew Sass, under the basket. Driving layup, shot up and good by Joe Simon. Timeout taken on the floor, 5:52 to play, first half, 13-7 your score. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. 5:52 to play in the first half of this third-place consolation game. 13-7 our score, Tri-County with the lead over the Irish. Sacred Heart picked up a win at Tri-County back in December, but here the Trojans have gotten off to a good start with the ball here. Sims goes to the left side with his pass. A shot is blocked away nicely by Simon. Simon with the block shot recovers the basketball, gets it out to Jordan. Down court it comes to the left side, off to Jake Freshel. Jake Freshel in traffic. Floater is up. Got it. Nice move to the basket by Jake Freshel. His first field goal. And it's 13-9 our score now. Ball stolen away by Simon. Simon with a breakaway layup all the way in and got it. So Simon's got 6 points, and here come the Irish, John. 5:11 to go in the second quarter, and suddenly it's 13-11 after being down 11-3 at the end of the period. Simon's got 6 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 steals so far. Yeah, he's doing all right here. Here comes Sims into forecourt. Carter Sims with the dribble in the paint. Almost had it taken away. He traveled. Tried to get rid of the basketball. He was looking for Bales down in the corner. And the Irish with a chance to tie or take the lead this trip down after trailing throughout the first part of the ballgame. It's Jacob Jordan on the dribble to the right side gives it over to Freshel, or that's Dunn with the basketball on the right elbow, across court pass again to Jordan. Sam Dunn in the paint, jump shot, blocked away nicely, ball tipped around, grabbed up by Jake Freshel. Bounce pass comes to Jordan, up top Freshel. Looking at this zone defense, Jordan are trying to crack this thing across court to the far side. Went over to Dunn once again. Dunn feeds it underneath. Brogan Nautical, turnaround shot, couldn't get it, but a whistle and a foul. I think we're going to have Brogan Nautical perhaps at the line here.
Holding a chance in the foul, his second.
Now they're going to say the foul was on the floor. I don't know, but now they are putting it to the line.
It's 1-1 at very least.
All right.
18 fouls now.
Here's Sass back in the lineup, replacing Colton Jansen. Andrew Sass at the free throw line. Brogan Nautical, he's 2-for-2 from the line this afternoon. Takes a shot, it's up, and good. He's 3-for-3 from the line, has 3 points. He'll have the bonus shot coming. 13-12. Brogan Nautical can tie this puppy up if he can hit this free throw. Nautical takes aim. The shot is on the way up, and it is back off the iron and doesn't go. High in the air with a rebound is Chris Jansen. Sims into forecourt with the ball. Carter Sims looks to Bales on the right wing. Bales, Caden Bales, a cross-court pass back to Sims on the left side. Now down deep in the corner. Sass sets a pick for him. To Jansen, top of the circle, off to Bales. Bales driving baseline right side into the corner. Left side open look was Weichel. He doesn't take the shot. Weichel with a bounce pass to Bales. Now Sims, Carter Sims, lost the ball, goes out of bounds, and along to the Irish. That was heads-up basketball by Jake Freshel. Not to try and grab that thing, John. Just let it go ahead and go and make sure you get possession.
First sub since Keithley sat down with 2 fouls. The Irish bring Derek Schwong in now for Nautical.
Colton Jansen also back onto the floor now for Tri-County as he just checks in. Jacob Jordan, left side of the free throw lane, stumbles for a moment. Ball comes out into the hands of Simon. Simon brings it up to Freshel, bounce pass to Jordan. Jordan backs it out between the rings near the midcourt circle to the right side with it to Sam Dunn. It comes right back to Jordan. 3.5 minutes to go here in the first half. On the right side, in the corner, goes Freshel. Now Jordan gets the ball to the left. Back to the top of the key. Sam Dunn holds the ball. He and Jordan playing catch with it out here at the top of the circle. Sam Dunn finds Jordan. Jordan, left side in the paint in traffic. Out to Dunn. Dunn had a look. He didn't shoot it. Now it comes to Jordan. Jordan with a long three. Off the iron. Can't get it. And the rebound down to Chris Jansen. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. 13-12. Tri-County up by one. Bales goes to the corner under the basket right side. Jansen, jump shot in the paint. All no good, put up by Sass. And the rebound to Jordan. Jordan down court, pushes it down in a hurry. Now picks up his dribble up to the top of the key to Jake Freshel. Jake Freshel again goes back to Jordan on the right elbow. They come out and chase Jordan to the near side. It comes Sam Dunn with the pass. He and Jordan play catch. Now Dunn tries to penetrate in the paint before flipping it out on the right side. To Jordan, a pass underneath, looking for Schwong. Ball is tipped away. Jansen comes up with a steal. Outlet pass down court into the corner, left side. Taking a look at it. Ball tipped around. Simon has it. And he'll be called for traveling.
Calling no man's land. He was couldn't dribble it. Had nowhere to go. Tried to throw it backcourt.
Yeah, he did everything he possibly could there. 13-12, your score. Tri-County up by one with 2:13 to go here in the first half. Brogan Nautical checks back into the lineup. He'll come in to replace Joe Simon. Simon's had a good quarter here, 6 points in the second period. Inbound the pass to Carter Sims. Sims works with the ball. Spin move between defenders. He's picked up the dribble, needs some help. A cross-court pass to the far side to Jansen. Colton Jansen with the ball. Around Nautical. Oh, there was Jordan waiting for him. From the right side, here's a long three that's off the front of the rim. Doesn't go down. Put up by Weichel. Then Weichel chases after the ball. And a whistle and a foul on the Irish.
Sam Dunn called for the push. That will be foul number 6 on the Irish. Sam gets his first.
So it'll be Tri-County's basketball. Caden Bales to inbound it into Carter Sims. Sims with the basketball. To the right side to Bales. Bales looks in there for Jansen. Can't get it to him. Back to Sims on the far wing. Left side of the basket. Now Bales has it. Lobs inside the paint. Turn around. Oh, nice pass on the baseline underneath. Shot up and good by Andrew Sass. Sass got the bucket. Here's a three from the corner for the Irish. It's off and no good. The rebound to Brogan Nautigal. Nautigal with a good aggressive move to get that basketball. And the Irish down by three now, 15-12, with a minute 20 to go here in the first half. Left side, Freshel thought about it, doesn't take the shot, goes in. Here's a little floater in the paint put up by Jordan. Irish just not shooting the ball well here this afternoon. Now, Randy, the Irish don't have the confidence shooters they've had in the past, at least the number of them.
Yeah, Carter Sims brings it into fourth quarter. His pass goes across to Sass. Back it comes to Sims, and Carter Sims goes to Caden Bales.
Bales, left elbow between the rings, finds Sims on the right side now. Sims guarded by Sam Dunn in the man-to-man defense. Clock down to 45 seconds. Back it goes again to Caden Bales. Now Carter Sims at the free throw line. Out to Bales. He and Bales just keep playing catch with it here. Down to 35 seconds to go in the first half. That's Sims. Sims guarded very closely out there by Sam Dunn. Now Bales. Here's a jump shot. Free throw line up in and out of there. Swong comes up with a rebound, and he gets the outlet pass out to Jake Freshel. Irish down by three. 15 seconds to go in the first half. They come down court. Jake Freshel. The clock is at 10. Left side. Jordan with the ball. Back to Freshel. 6 seconds. Again, a cross-court pass. Freshel. Freshel. Baseline right side. Floater up and off. No good. Driver tip and won't count. At the half, the Clyde County Trojans are leading the Sacred Heart Irish. Your halftime score, Clyde County 15 and Sacred Heart 12. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back with the KTNC halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
One of the best tickets in town will always be activities at our local schools. Athletic events, concerts, and plays. You can always count on an enjoyable time. Our children are the future. Let's give them all the encouragement that we can. Go to a game, hear a concert, see a play. Frontier Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Online at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank in Falls City.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or Weston Witt in Falls City. Your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Insurance can be confusing. Contact Community Insurance Group of Pawnee City, Tecumseh and Humboldt. Independent agents Nanette Hatfield, Randy Miller, Howard Beckla, Linda Henriksen, Travis Davison, Kelly Shoup, Kay Leach, and Kim Thornburg are ready to help you get the best insurance coverage at the right price. Farm, home, auto, crop, or business insurance. If you don't know insurance, know your agent. Contact Community Insurance Group's independent agents in Pawnee City, Tecumseh, and Humboldt and put them to work for you.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It's halftime here at the Mudeikis Tournament, this third-place consolation game in the boys' A-division bracket. At the half, the Tri-County Trojans are leading the Sacred Heart Irish 15-12. And it's time now for our halftime scoring recap. We'll look at all the individual numbers. Here's John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. In the first half for Sacred Heart, it is Joe Simon leading the way with 6 points. 3 for Brogan Nautigal, all at the free throw line, and 3 for Jake Freshel. 1 field goal and 1 for 2 at the line. Sacred Heart went 4 for 6 at the free throw line in the first half, and that's it. 2 fouls on Evan Keithley. He got those pretty midway through the first quarter and did not play after that for Sacred Heart. For Tri-County, leading the way, Chris Jansen with 7 points in the first half. Andrew Sass has 5. And 3 for Colton Jansen. They're not exactly lighting up the scoreboard either. They went 2-for-4 at the free throw line in the first half of today's ball game. So not a lot of scoring in this one.
Yeah, John, the thing that stands out to me is that the Irish did not get a field goal in that entire first quarter. And their first one came, I believe, just into the second period. So
7:16 to go.
Yeah, 7:16 to go when they got that. So here we are at the half, 15-12, Sacred Heart trailing Tri-County. Up next after this game, it'll be Johnson, Brock, and Pawnee City in the boys' B Division Championship. Stay with us. We've got a lot more basketball coming up this afternoon and this evening for you. Right now, we're going to take a two-minute break, check in with your local weather forecast, another 2 minutes of very important sponsor information, and then third-quarter action will be coming your way. You're listening to live coverage of the 93rd Annual Mudeikis Basketball Tournament on KTNC.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital. Both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510.
State Line Ag of Dawson, Nebraska for DeKalb Seeds. A history of success. It's more than a goal. It's your legacy. That's why you can place your confidence in consistently superior yields of DeKalb and grow boldly. Backed by 100% exclusive genetics and leading innovations to help your crops stand stronger and fill your bins faster. Ask your dealer how DeKalb can help you ensure a future of performance. State Line Ag of Dawson for DeKalb Seeds. Call Neil or Will with your seed questions.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Need to file an insurance claim, update your policy, or apply for home or auto insurance? KC Agency is your independent insurance agency located at the First National Bank of Johnson and at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. When you need home, auto, or agricultural insurance, see KC Agency, your independent insurance agency, at First National Bank of Johnson or at the Auburn branch of First National Bank of Johnson. And take care of your banking and insurance needs all in one stop.
This is your Good Time Oldie Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Well, looks like we can expect to see a rather fair and a below average night ahead for us here for tonight, with temperatures here for tonight expected to get down right around about the mid-single digits, as we normally should be in the mid-teens instead. Looks like overall for the day on Sunday, we'll expect to have a warmer day coming in as a warm front pushes through the area. Afternoon highs get into the upper 30s, will remain that way to start out the work week on Monday, even warmer by Tuesday before cooling back down for the middle part of the work week ahead. Our forecast here for tonight, we'll see partly cloudy skies developing, a low in the mid-single digits. Winds out of the north around 5 to 10 miles per hour. By Sunday, mostly sunny sky conditions and a high around 38. Monday, mostly sunny, high around 39. Then by Tuesday, mostly sunny sky conditions, high 47 degrees. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Currently, it's 17.
Main Street Bank, with 7 locations in southeast Nebraska, operating full-service locations in Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore. Main Street Bank clearly identifies the hometown character of the Heartland. Main Street Bank was founded to help fuel people's dreams. Member FDIC. Main Street Bank, close to you in southeast Nebraska, in the towns of Cook, Louisville, Peru, Syracuse, Tecumseh, Virginia, and Wymore.
A branch of Western National Bank.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is having a land auction selling the Fern Keithley Farm and John Huber Farm on Saturday, February 5th at 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club. To be auctioned off are two tracts. Tract 1, located north of Falls City, is 160 acres with 156 certified crop acres. Tract 2, located just east of Falls City, with 117 acres, 99 certified crop acres. The land auction of the Fern Keithley and John Huber Farms will be Saturday, February 5th, 10 a.m. at the Falls City Elks Club, conducted by Poppy Realty and Farm Management.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans, and ask about zero interest.
What is fast? Race car? A cheetah? Well, if internet didn't come to mind, call Southeast Nebraska Communications and get the Triple Play bundle, including voice, internet, and Skitter TV, plus options for more speed. Their fast internet will allow multiple devices to download, upload, and stream video and games without pauses when buffering. Live in the Falls City area? Call Southeast Nebraska Communications and go fast.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're back live here at the Beatrice City Auditorium. It's halftime. The Tri-County Trojans are leading the Sacred Heart Irish in this boys' third-place consolation game in the A division of this MUDECAS tournament. John, it's the 93rd annual MUDECAS tournament. Think about that a minute. That's an incredible thing for any organization to exist that long and operate a tournament successfully for that long. A good many of those years, I'm trying to remember, somebody told me that once when this building, I think, was constructed in the early 50s.
1940.
Oh, okay.
I was reading the plaque earlier today.
Well, when was it?
1940.
Oh, 1940.
Yeah.
Right. So you can figure they've been playing here, what, 80 years
yeah.
of those 93? It was interesting to read some of the early history about the games being played in places like Adams and other places to get the tournament going. But this is an iconic building, and it's always a pleasure to sit here at midcourt on the stage year after year and cover this tournament. We're ready to move into the third quarter of this one. 15-12, your score, Tri-County on top. And here to describe the action once again, Sonny, or rather KTNC's. I did it, John Nixon.
Went on my quarter.
On the quarter.
Starting five in for the Irish, Jacob Jordan brings it atop to Simon, swinging around to the baseline to Freshlin, back out to Keith. He's back in there now after a long sit in the first half of two fouls. Zoned up will be Tri-County. They are pushing the ball farther out against their. I wonder if they saw that film from last week down with St. Joe LeBlanc. They just kept pushing theirs further out on that little weave. Down to the right side now, Simon skips it across the key. Wait, one dribble in. Oh, he skipped it over to his teammate, James Russell, who is not in the game.
Doug Goltz had to dodge to get out of the way of that pass, and that's never a good thing.
No, you never want to throw a pass to your coach in a basketball game. Occasionally in a football game, it's an okay thing. Coming up the floor on the left side, the Tri-County Trojan Sims to the baseline. Back out to the top now to Weichel. Sayhart manned up defensively here. Sims on the left side. They wore a weave out top. Coming around to the left side. Now they hand it off. Weichel goes back to the right to Sims. Sims says, come here, Colton Jansen, you take the ball. They continue to run the weave, and they go down the lane, and knock, go block the shot. Jordan able to save it in there, and he'll get it to Freckle.
Nice athletic move there by Jacob Jordan.
Excuse me, to Keithley, and now to Jordan for three. No. Simon, the rebound, back up, right side, got her to go. Ends up on his backside, but got the bucket, and the Irish within now 16-14. We come to the front court in a low-scoring affair here. Either team able to get the ball in the hole very much in this game. Off the floor, and it is good defense. It gives both teams credit for that. Traveling, spinning was Jansen. I think he might have stepped on Keithley, and that threw him off balance.
Evan Keithley playing some good tight defense there for the Irish, John.
Well, Sagan Hart could come down here and tie the ball game, which they have trailed the entire way. Or even take the lead if they can make a long ball. Knock, go corner, three ball, got it on the left side. And the Irish take their first lead of the day, 17-16 at the 5:54 mark.
Actually 17-15 here, John.
17-15, yeah. He got three, didn't he? Here's
yeah.
Sims for two. No, Jordan with the rebound. Jacob ahead to Keithley, a left-hand layup. No, but a whistle and a foul.
Foul's going to be called on Colton Jansen. And on Jansen, that's going to be his third personal, team foul number one of the half on Tri-County.
I got caught looking at your board.
Yeah, I know. There are light bulbs burned out here, folks, in our defense. And you look at one scoreboard, it looks different.
Keep his free throw off the rim, no good. Sagan Hart now 4 out of 7 at the line of the ball game. Caden Bales back in there for Tri-County. Jansen will sit down with 3 fouls. Keithley ready, looking for his first point of the day. It's up, it's good. He pushed it home. And there are now 7-18 to 15 by 3. To the front, Bales knocked away by Freshel, and Jason, I thought I deflected that off of their player, but I don't think he looked to Coach Doug Dole for confirmation. He didn't get anywhere there. So Sims up the floor on the right side, moving back to the left. Simon steps out on him to make him change. Now out with it, Bales. Right side, handling the ball at the elbow will be Weichel. He'll dish it off, come around to Sims on the left side now. Sims to the free throw lane area. Now to the right with the pass to Bales again. He gets in the paint. Dyers went for the steal, came up empty. Sims with the left hand, no rebound. And coming down with it was Bales. He missed it, held ball, will go to the Trojan.
Jacob Jordan got in there, tied up Andrew Sass for that rebound, and that's the jump ball. Held ball goes to Tri-County.
All right, inbounding will be Weichel. He'll come all the way out top to Bales. Right side to Sims. Sims backing up toward the midcourt stripe. Jordan guards him. Now he gets the pass right back, and he'll come to the left side. Bales, they play catch. Sims in the middle. Bales to the left. Inside, deflected by Simon. But the ball goes to Weichel. He missed it. Keithley has the rebound, and another held ball. This one will go to the Irish.
Not to go out of really nice job defensively blocking that shot just before the held ball. Montego got up and got a big handful of basketball.
18-15, the Irish with the lead. 4:25 to go in the third quarter. Jordan with it. Jacob Jordan has not scored in this ballgame. Nearly 13 points a game. Inside, knocked, to go shot, blocked. He got it back, blocked again. Nice defense by the Trojans.
That's Jansen on the block, sir.
Jansen did a great job, and now Sims to the front court. We'll come back the other way now. Jansen's got 3 blocks in the ball game now. To the front, with it, out top. It will go to Sims again. Over to the right side with the ball. Sass drills right side, hands it off. Sims in the paint, left hand floater is up and good. That's his first bucket of the ball game, and it's 18-17. Freshel, right corner to Jordan. Bounces it once, back to Freshel now. Jay comes out of a double team, whip the ball outside and over to Keithley. Two pointer, up L3. Change your mind, seven is good. She put down 2 fingers. Where's that? Keithley's first field goal makes it 21-17. In the paint. Floater up. No good by Colton Jansen. Rebound knocked a goal.
They were missing Keithley's offense in that first half because he was in foul trouble so early.
Jordan to the front court with the basketball for Sacred Heart. Up by 4. Simon back to Jordan. Open. Pass it up. In the paint. He'll float it up on the rim and he got it. How they off? 93, 4.
He should have made some sooner than he had. Timeout 4, 2:53 to go in third quarter, 23-17. Irish on top. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Life can be tough at times, especially when dealing with the loss of a loved one. Wery Mortuary understands what you're going through and can make things a bit easier for you during your time of grief. Whether you're pre-planning or making final arrangements, Joe Davis and Todd Deerberger are expert advisors and can assist you with the necessary plans. Wery Mortuary in southeast Nebraska with homes in Humboldt, Pawnee City, and Tecumseh. Wery Mortuary, their family serving your family.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back inside the Beatrice City Auditorium. The clock shows 2 minutes 53 seconds to play in the third period. Our score, Sacred Heart 23, Tri-County 17. The Irish trailed after one quarter 11-3. They were down at halftime 15-12. And things going a bit better for Sacred Heart here in this third quarter.
So far, so good for Sacred Heart. Jordan on the scoreboard now. Keithley on the scoreboard now for the Irish.
Don't forget, coming up after this, we'll have the boys' third place game, or championship game, rather, Johnson Brock and Pawnee City. That's coming up after this one.
The crowd continues to build here a little bit. All right, it will be Tri-County basketball. They bring it up the floor here. Sims ahead to Colton Jansen in the middle to Bale. Back out on the right side now for Andrew Sass. Goes in. Keithley dives in, ties it up. Some pretty good aggression there on the day of Tri-County. Keithley dove right in there like a bulldog. Got a hold of the ball, got the held possession. Inbounding Colton Jansen. Lobs it out to Sims right on the sideline. Over to Bales in the middle of the floor. Now he'll try the left side for Sass. Back out. The Irish defense picking up, and there they threw it to Sims on the sideline. The ball was right at his feet.
Wow, Keaton Bales put an awful lot of mustard on that.
Yeah,
that was coming harder than it needed to, and it was just more than Sims could handle over there on the far side.
All right, Sacred Heart basketball looking to add to a six-point lead here. Up the floor they come. Surge in for the Irish. Simon in the corner. Into the post to Freshel. Back out to Jordan. Down low. Pass behind Knoxville. Out of bounds.
Johnny, it just kind of felt like the Irish are just kind of out of sync here this afternoon. They passes that normally would result in points go out of bounds.
To the front court once again with 2:09 to play in the third. Tri-County ball. Sims out on the right side. Lobs inside for Colton Jansen. Back out to Sims. Into the lane. Left-hander. Up. Off the mark. No good. Rebound. Knocked to goal. Brogan with his sixth rebound of the day. To Jordan Jacob. Leaving it back to Knoxville now. He gets a defender on him in a hurry. Underneath pass to Freshel. Kicks it back. Jordan to Keithley in the corner. Now uses up his dribble. Now Jacob Jordan. Going to back out and reset the offense from the right side corner. Down to Simon. Skips it over to Keithley for three. No. Too strong and a foul on the rebound. It was grabbed up by Chris Jansen.
Foul was going to be called on Sacred Heart's Jake Freshel. On Jake, his second personal. Team foul number one of the half on the Irish.
When you hear the referee put up two fairly goes, one, no. Changes his mind. But the wrong finger. Here's a pass, too tall, but they are able to control it for Tri-County. Sims nearly couldn't, too tall for him. He gets control of it. Now they'll set their offense with a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. Over to the left side. Sims has it against the Irish man-to-man. Dribbling over the top into the circle. Pass to the right side with the ball to Sass. Sass got a man posting up. Now back out to Sims. They'll set again. Move to the middle and reset. Sims, thinking about a long one, didn't. Now we'll hand the ball to Chris Jansen, the 6'5" junior, and he'll give it away to Weichel again. 44 seconds, a long time to hold for one shot, if that's what they do. Back to the free throw line area. Jansen with it, that's Colton. Holds it, throws underneath. He's got a man, he's got it. Two-pointer will be good.
Gets the basket. The foul is on Joe Simon. On Simon, that is his first personal. Team foul number two on the Irish.
Weichel's first two of the ball game. And now he has three. And it's 23-20.
And the ball game is Derek Swan now checking in for the Irish. He'll replace Brogan Noptical.
Sam Dunn also enters the ball game and plays a Freshel. 30 seconds to go in quarter number three. Sacred Heart up 3, 23-20. They play catch out top. Guards stand in the center circle is Jordan to Keithley. They come out farther on them now.
15 seconds.
Now to Keithley. Back across court to Dunn. Dunn moves
10 seconds.
Up, wraps it back to Jacob Jordan around, drilling between
five.
His legs. Jordan around a defender, whips the ball to the side to Keithley, drives in, backs up, fall away. Short, no good.
And that will end the third quarter, but the Irish get the lead. And after three, it's CR 23, Tri-County 20. Back in 1 minute on TTNC.
Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson can handle all your grain. They provide grain storage, forward contracts to get your grain price locked in, off-the-farm trucking, and competitive prices for selling grain. Give Salem Grain Company a call today with any questions at 402-245-5373. That's Salem Grain Company, with facilities in Falls City, Salem, and Dawson. Where do you find credibility in a bank? At State Bank of Table Rock. They're your locally owned and operated bank that have been around since 1895. They offer big city service with small town friendliness. And now, mobile banking. They're your community-minded bank, providing personalized professional service and a complete line of banking options. State Bank of Table Rock, with locations in Pawnee City, Dubois, Humboldt, and Table Rock. And Roca Loan Production Office in Tecumseh, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
John, you and I are seated on the stage here right above the Sacred Heart bench. And one of the things I notice watching these meetings, sometimes during the timeout, the coach is talking, the players are looking around, they're getting a drink of water. Not in that Sacred Heart huddle. I'm telling you, every kid is intently focused on Coach Goltz and his instructions. 23-20, Irish up by three. They'll have the basketball. We move into the fourth quarter. Jacob Jordan comes on the attack with the basketball to the right elbow. Up top it goes to Simon. Here's a three on the way. Left side, Keithley goes over the back of the backboard. Ken Cook set it right next to him here. He can tell you that's that fadeaway shot. I used to shoot that one. It fades away behind the backboard. Ken Cook, the iconic coach from Freeman, seated on her right here, John. Down court come the Tri-County Trojans with the basketball in the paint. No look there for Weichel. Comes up to Sims, across into the corner on the right side. Weichel again comes up to the top of the circle, hands to Colton Jansen. Sims, spin move in the paint, flips it to the baseline left side, thinking about the shot. Top of the key, Sims for three, off the back of the rim. The rebound tipped around, and Keithley comes down with the rebound. Evan Keithley with the outlet pass out to Jacob Jordan, and Jordan will bring the basketball down court. Jordan to the left wing, Brogan Notchkull, out on the elbow, holds it, dribbles back to the top of the circle. Now the pass comes back to Jacob Jordan. 7:05 to go in the ballgame. Jordan, guarded by Sims, works to the right side. Into the corner, down to Joe Simon, baseline deep in the corner, right side, right back up top it comes, now around to Notchkull on the left side of the basket. A cross-court skip pass, Jordan in the paint, floater, Jordan puts it up, off the back of the rim, got the roll and got it to drop. Jacob Jordan with his second bucket of the evening. Makes it 25-20, Irish up by five with 6:35 to go in the ballgame. Carter Sims is trapped on the baseline, he gets the pass back up top to Weichel. Weichel comes to the left side in the paint. Shot blocked away nicely by Simon. Ball goes to the floor. Everybody after it. On the floor is Sass with the basketball. And now we got the goalie is traveling.
And there's man to strike Kurtz's foul on Nautical.
On Nautical, his second personal. Team foul number three on the Irish. The basketball is going to go to Tri-County. Boy, that was quite an altercation under there. Waiting for the inbound pass. Comes into Sims. This is Carter Sims. That's Coach Jeremy Sims's boy playing ball here, his son. To the top of the circle. To Colton Jansen. Back it goes to Sims. Carter Sims in the paint. Little floater. Shot, no. Doesn't go. Rebound brought down by Keithley in a blocking foul.
Knocko blocked that shot, Randy.
Yeah. Blocking foul going to be called on Tri-County.
Must be Chris Hansen, his second, number 20. Team foul number two of the half.
All right. Now, Jacob Jordan will bring the ball up court with 5:56 to go. A five-point lead for the Irish, 25-20. Long pass into Freshel. He's double-teamed and trapped. The ball is taken away. Stolen. Pass break down court to Bales. Whipping that is Jacob Jordan defensively. And a foul called on Jordan.
And Bales had the ball go off one hand, off his forehead, off another hand. And he was able to corral it. Jacob said, I'll tip that out. He got some arm.
That was quite a circus act there by Bales handling that ball coming down the court. All right. Inbounding the pass in the corner is Colton Jansen. Gets it up here to Bales, across to the right wing. Now with it is Colton Jansen again, trying to move to the basket.
Al Wessel foul underneath.
All right, we got here?
14?
No.
14 in there?
Yeah,
there he is. Gavin Weichel underneath. Scrapping for position, picks up his first foul. He fouled number three of the half.
5:35 to go in the ballgame, 25-20. The Irish up by five here in the third-place game of the E-Division Medeckis Tournament. Jacob Jordan will bring the ball into forecourt. To the left wing, the pass goes to Evan Keithley. Now Keithley holds it back up top to Jordan. That pass was tipped. Jordan goes and gets it. Now Jordan works here to the near side in front of our broadcast stage. On the right elbow, a cross-court pass into the corner, baseline left side. That's Brogan Nautico. Nautico is going to get called for a foul.
Yeah, he did, too. He's not sure he changed his feet.
Pivot it on one, then pivot it on the other. 25-20, five-point lead. Now, wait a minute. The officials are going to confer here and talk about something. Let's see what this discussion is over.
There was no, always just have blood on it.
All right. 5:12 showing here on the game clock to play. It's 25-20, Irish with a five-point lead. Derek Schwong will check into the lineup and replace Brogan Nautico. The trainer's right here to get him patched up. Looked like a cut on the chin, maybe, in the corner with the ball for Tri-County. On the left side is Bales. Bales, lob pass in traffic, shot off the glass, doesn't go. The shot put up by Chris Jansen. But we're going to put Chris Jansen to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots.
Keithley was playing behind Jansen. He got under there. When Jansen came down, he went back up, and there was contact, and not necessarily initiated by Keithley.
On Evan, that's his third personal, team foul number five. First of two free throws, up and good for Chris Jansen. He's now two out of three from the free throw line, and he has 8 points in this basketball game. Four-point game, 25-21. Second free throw was on the way. It's up and good also. Got them both. The lead is three, 25-22. At the five-minute mark to go in the basketball game. Jacob Jordan picked up by Caden Bales defensively. Jordan to the left wing, Evan Keithley. Keithley looks for Freshel coming through the paint. Freshel whips it around to Jordan on the near side. Across court pass again to Freshel. Jordan had an open look. He doesn't take it. The defenders come out quickly on him around to Keithley. Now Freshel into the corner. Simon in traffic. Jordan pulls up. Jump shot. It's short. Rebound comes down. Put it away by Chris Jansen. Jansen gets the outlet pass. Puts it out to Colton Jansen. And the ball just got away from Colton Jansen. Sacred Heart will get the ball.
Jordan kind of undercut it like a deep end back. We didn't make contact. The ball went sailing to the scorer's table.
Jordan was quick to back off and emphasize I didn't touch him. Into the ball game comes Sam Dunn. He'll check in now, replacing Schwong. Derek Schwong out. Sam Dunn in. Are they still working on Nautical's chin over here? Are they sewing him up?
I don't know.
With the ball is Jacob Jordan. He picked up his dribble. He comes over to the corner right side to Joe Simon. Simon with the ball, back up top with it. Sam Dunn, bounce pass right side. Jacob to Jake Freshel, rather. Now off to Jacob Jordan on the left wing. Irish are having a dickens of a time, John.
Get the ball in there. One to get Jordan in the middle on the offense. Foul on Carter Sims, his third, team foul number four.
I never seen him do a three like that before.
No, never. Here, that are the bottom three. I don't know.
This is what you normally see. 25-22. Irish up 5-3. 3 minutes, 53 seconds to go in the ball game. Around to the left side it goes with the basketball.
Freshel got knocked to the deck, Randy.
Yeah.
Gimpy a little bit.
Jake Freshel. Now Jacob Jordan into paint. To the left side. Bounce pass inside. Keithley. Open look from the left side for three. Up and got it. By Sam Dunn. His first bucket of the night. Sam Dunn for three. There's a three from the other direction up and good by Andrew Sass. Sass has it quickly. Timeout taken on the floor. 3:33 to go in the ballgame. 28-25. Irish up by three. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on KTNC.
You always dreamed about owning your first house or car or business, but you also had nightmares. Introducing the May Only My Good Dreams Come True policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
For details, contact Brent Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3:33 left in the fourth quarter here. Shea Hart 28, Tri-County 25. B Division, third place game at the Medeckis Tournament on the boys' side. I'm going to evening now. It's dark. I can't see your pickup across the street anymore, so it's now night.
Sometimes we lose track of what time of day it is when you're inside here, but all right. As John said, 3 minutes, 33 seconds to play here in regulation. The Irish fell behind early in this one. They trailed 11-3 after one period, and right now they're up by three, 28-25, Sacred Heart with the basketball. Jacob Jordan will bring it into forecourt and set things up here offensively for the Irish. Jordan picks up the dribble to the right side to Jake Freshel. Inside to Joe Simon. Simon tries to back in, flips it over to Jacob Jordan on the left wing. The Irish just can't seem to get a look in there.
No.
Jordan feeds it off to Freshel. Freshel, spin move, in the paint, floater, up in and out. Couldn't get it. Not to go. Battles for the rebound. Ball grabbed up by Sass. Sass with the outlet pass, flips it out to Colton Jansen. Jansen down court, finds Carter Sims. Here comes Sims with the ball to the left elbow. They run the weave out here to the top of the key, and now handling the ball is Gavin Weichel. Weichel gives it to Sims once again. This is Colton Jansen with the ball. Weichel at the free throw line. Flips it to the right side to Sass. Here comes Sims with a floater that's in and out. Rebound, Brogan Nautico. Nautico came down with the ball. I think he's going to be fouled.
Foul on Sims, and that's number four on Carter Sims. That would not be good for Tri-County to lose him.
No, he's the spark plug. He runs the offense out here at the point guard. 28-25, Irish up by three. They have the basketball with 2.5 minutes, 2:23 to play. With the ball on the right wing, here comes Freshel, feeds it underneath to Simon. Simon tries to go up with a shot, and Nautico gets the rebound. Nautico. He needs help in the corner. Coming over to get the ball from him is Evan Keithley. Keithley has the ball tipped away and stolen by Colton Jansen. Driving lay-in up and good. Colton Jansen with a steal and a lay-in. And it's a one-point basketball game, 28-27. Joe Simon hands it up to Jacob Jordan. That was a big play right there with the steal and the lay-in. Jacob Jordan right side to Jake Freshel. One-point basketball game inside of 2 minutes to go. Simon with the ball to the right side, Logan Nautical. Nautical, bounce pass into Jacob Jordan. They're trying to solve this defense. Jacob Jordan driving away, I can't get it. Rebound, Sims, fast break. Here comes Sims all the way down the court. Now he'll put it up to the right side. It comes back to Sims on the left wing.
They changed up the man on that last possession, Randy.
Sims to the top of the key, gives it up to Weichel. Weichel to the near side to Sass. Sass backs it out on the right elbow. One-point basketball game, 28-27, with a minute 15 to go in the game. A pass underneath goes off the fingertips of Chris Jansen, a turnover, and the Irish get the ball back. Here's Carter, Camden Bales back into the lineup in place of Carter Sims. Surprised to see Sims go to the bench late here.
He's got four fouls. They may have to foul to get the ball back here.
A minute 10 to go in
watch,
the game.
Watch Chris. I don't think he's feeling the best. He's still banged up when he went the floor a while ago.
28-27. Irish with a one-point lead and 1 minute to go in the ballgame. 1 minute to play. Freshel holds the ball. When do they start to foul? Right there. Foul's going to be called on Gavin Weichel.
His second, team foul number six.
Not yet at the free throw line. Not yet into the one and one. Here's Carter Sims back into the lineup. Down to 56 seconds.
Switch to man-to-man defense. That might open things up for Freshel on those drives.
Inbounding the pass is Freshel. Freshel puts it into Simon. He holds it, hands it up to Jacob Jordan. Jordan on the dribble. They're letting him stand there and letting time click off the clock. 45 seconds to go in the ballgame. Jordan to the left side. Gives it up to Sam Dunn. Dunn backs it out. Chasing after Sam Dunn is blown over. Stepped on the midcourt strike, over and back over the call. Now the Irish will get five team fouls. So, now wait a minute. Timeout taken on the floor by Tri-County. with 36 seconds to play in the ballgame, 28-27. Irish up by one. Don't go away. This is going to be an exciting conclusion. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Global solutions, global presence with small town spirit.
We are proud to be 100% employee-owned. Now is your chance to own part of this growing company with retirement benefits that go beyond our 401k. Apply now at fastsolutions.com/careers and be on your way to a sign-on bonus of $2,500 to $5,000 depending on position. Fast is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, the score clock here at the City Auditorium, John, shows 36 seconds to go. The Irish are up by one, 28-27, but the over and back turnover a moment ago has given Tri-County new life here. They will have the basketball when play is resumed. The Irish scored their last bucket with 3:33 to go in the fourth quarter. Inbounding for Tri-County will be Gavin Weichel. He'll stand at the midcourt line, just in, puts it into backcourt. Feeds it back to Carter Sims. Sims, guarded out here by Sam Dunn in the man-to-man. Irish in a man-to-man defense. Sims puts it down into the corner right side. Long pass in, moving to the basket. Fall away shot off the rim. Does it go? It's kicked around. Rebound, follow shot. Oh, good by Gavin Weichel. Weichel got the shot. It's 29-28. White County up by one. Timeout on the clock with 9 seconds left to go in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sized onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, let's set the stage for you. There are 9 seconds left on the clock. The score, 29-28, Tri-County, up by one. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. They will play it in forecourt, on the near side in front of our table. The Irish will inbound it, down by one with 9 seconds to play. Let's see what Coach Doug Golds drew up here for his Sacred Heart Irish. Sam Dunn will inbound the basketball. They hand him the ball and Dunn to inbound it. He gets it into Jake Freshel. Freshel moves to the right side between defenders. Jump shot is up. Freshel, no, couldn't get it. Ball kicked around. Rebound by Kennedy. Freshel and a foul is called on the Irish. 3 seconds left to play in the ballgame. Fouls called on Sacred Heart. Sam Dunn, the foul. That's not 1-1. Not shooting. It's going to be Tri-County's basketball to inbound it. Colton Jansen will inbound it with 3 seconds on the clock. Timeout taken by Tri-County. We'll take a timeout also. We're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
The auditorium in Beatrice. 3 seconds left on the clock. 29-28. Tri-County up by one. The Tri-County Trojans will have the basketball. They will be inbounding it under the Sacred Heart Irish bucket. The Irish can only hope for a steal on the inbound pass and a quick shot here, John. Or a really quick foul. Yeah, Carter Sims will inbound it on the baseline under the Irish basket, obviously against full court pressure. Sims to inbound it. Throws the ball down court. The long pass is caught. No foul yet. Now we have a foul with 1 second. 1 second on the clock. The foul on Brogan Nautical, his third personal. That was a 17 foul, so we're in the 1-1. Stepping to the line to shoot 1-1 is Chris Jansen. He is 3 out of 4 from the line so far, has 9 points in the ballgame.
Timeout, Sacred Heart, down by 1 second to go, and we're back in 30 seconds on KPNC.
As this year finally comes to a close, we here at F&M Bank want to wish you peace, prosperity, health, and great happiness during the year ahead. We thank you all for your continued support, and it brings us great joy to be your local bank of choice. F&M Bank takes pride in serving the banking needs of our community year after year. Happy holidays.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Well, there's 1 second left on the game clock. The score, 29-28. Tri-County with the lead with 1 second to play, and the Trojans will be at the free throw line shooting 1-1. I think Colton Jansen is who's going to be up. Chris Jansen at the line. He's made 3 out of 4. But with 1 second on the clock, there's not a whole lot can go wrong here for Tri-County.
No, he can make 2 and make it a 3-point game or miss. Irish need a miracle.
Yeah, here we go. Chris Jansen. Nobody up at the line for the rebound for Tri-County. They're all back. Free throw is on the way. It's up. It's off. It's no good. Rebound Simon. Timeout.
And no time off the clock.
Got the timeout and still 1 second up there.
Oh, my.
That's interesting.
There are going to be some unhappy folks in blue with that.
Yeah, they wanted the clock to start, and it did not. There's still 1 second, and now the coaching staff for Tri-County is asking, how does that happen?
Well, what they're going to say is there was probably more than 1 second left.
And he was calling timeout as he came down with a rebound.
And
so
it doesn't show tense on this clock.
So,
tons of timeout. So
now you really need a miracle here if you're the Sacred Heart Irish. You're down by 129-28. Let's put it this way. If the Irish pull this off, you and I are going to witness the biggest miracle of the Mudecas tournament. 29-28, a one-point lead for Tri-County. 1 second on the clock. Sacred Heart will inbound the ball underneath the Tri-County basket. That means they can throw it down court. It'll have to be a catch and shoot.
Or a foul.
But I'm pretty sure that Jeremy Sims has cautioned the Trojans about fouling in this situation.
Well, you would think, but you still have to defend that pass to the basket somehow.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. They'll set up in a... They'll put a man up on the inbound pass and then 4 guys back deep. This is a prevent defense you got here. The prevent defense. Waiting for the inbound pass from Jacob Jordan. He'll throw it down the court and hits the ceiling. That's out of bounds, and that's the ball game. 29-28 is your final score to fight the Sacred Heart Irish.
Wait a minute. That clock shouldn't have stopped because it hit the ceiling. Well, when the clock hit the ceiling, the clock didn't stop, so I got to inbound it again.
But it
didn't matter.
Yeah, but
he's not in play.
Tri-County's going to inbound it, though. It'll be
4
down.
Yeah, but the game's not over. But
let's just keep it here live. We've got another timeout on the floor by the Irish. John, explain what just happened.
Well, Jordan threw the ball from out of bounds. It went up and hit the ceiling. So it killed the play's dead. It came down. Tri-County caught it, and the clock started, but it shouldn't have because the ball clock actually started. Not that it's probably going to make any difference, but it does make Tri-County have to inbound it one more time.
I sure wouldn't want to be the clock operator here. That's a split-second decision you have to make. So now Tri-County will have to inbound the ball with 1 second. I can't find any scenario here that this works out for the Irish.
No, I can't either.
We'll see what happens.
Throw it right up in the air.
There it is.
And the clock didn't start again, Randy.
Now the Tri-County line. The foul is going to be on Brogan Nautical, his 4th personal. And that clock's still in a run.
Now the official kind of saying, what in the world is going on with the clock?
It's stuck on 1 second, John. At the free throw line now will be Colton Jansen. We thought this game was over twice. This is a game that will not end. Colton Jansen at the line, shooting 1-1. Jansen, I'd miss it. Free throw is up. It's good. Tri County fans loving that. Now it's 30-28. Coach Doug Golds, ever the optimist, still up here coaching his players. Colton Jansen,
he wants to miss this.
Ready for a second free throw. It's on the way up, and it's good. Now that will do a second. Long down court is cut. There is the ball game. 31-28. Is that right?
Yes.
31-28, the final score. The Tri-County Trojans take the win over the Sacred Heart Irish in this third-place consolation game of the Boys A Division. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout and be back with the post-game scoring wrap after this two-minute break. You've been listening to Mudeca's Basketball on KTNC.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
When you need to borrow money, you probably needed it yesterday. First National Bank of Johnson understands and knows your time is valuable. That's why they make it their business to provide fast, courteous service from a bank you know and trust for loans, checking or savings accounts, and retirement accounts. Stop in and visit all the friendly staff for prompt, courteous service from a bank you know and trust. First National Bank of Johnson, member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to the Beatrice City Auditorium, where the Tri-County Trojans have just defeated the Sacred Heart Irish. Your final score is Tri-County 31, Sacred Heart 28. It is time now for the post-game scoring recap. Here with a look at the numbers is John Nixon.
Thank you, Randy. For the Irish tonight, they dropped to 10-4 with the loss. Leading the scoring column, Joe Simon with 8 in the ballgame, 6 for Brogan Nocturgal. 4 each for Evan Keithley and Jacob Jordan, and 3 apiece for Sam Dunn and Jake Brush. The Irish went 5 of 8 at the free throw line. Tri-County held Jacob Jordan at least 9 points under his season scoring average in the game. For Tri-County tonight, they are led by Chris Jansen. He had 9 in the ball game, 8 for Andrew Satt, 7 for Colton Jansen, 5 for Gavin Weichel, and 2 for Carter Sims. The Trojans, 7 of 10 at the free throw line. The Irish, 5 out of 8. Tri-County now 11-4 on the season. The final score again, 31-28, the win to the Tri-County Trojans over the Sacred Heart Irish. Coming up next, it will be the B Division Championship between the Pawnee City Indians, who are 3-8 on the season, as they take on the Johnson Brock Eagles, who are 9-4 on the year. Johnson Brock and Pawnee City took the floor already. They're warming up. We'll be back here in about 10 to 12 minutes with our final game of the night on KTNC, the B Division Boys Championship from Medeca's Tournament in Beatrice.